You're listening to an African Elements top news story for November 21, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news.
NC court lets GOP map stand, a history.
North Carolina faces another fierce struggle over voting strength for Black communities.
A recent federal ruling kept Republican-drawn House districts in place.
Civil rights groups argue these maps weaken Black voting power through careful manipulation.
North Carolina has used these tactics for generations, and each cycle reshapes who holds influence.
Gerrymandering happens when mapmakers bend district lines to benefit one group.
Cracking scatters Black voters across districts so they lose sway everywhere.
Packing traps Black voters inside one district so their strength cannot spread.
Fair maps keep communities intact and avoid twisted shapes that silence neighbors.
Today's battles follow a pattern that stretches back to Reconstruction. After the Civil War, Black men gained voting rights and won seats across the state. Their progress sparked white supremacist retaliation that reshaped districts with precision.
Leaders created the Black Second to pack Black Republicans inside one place.
They also carved out Vance County to corral Black voters and weaken nearby districts.
These actions formed a playbook that continues to echo.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965 forced states with discriminatory records to seek federal approval before changing voting rules.
Preclearance boosted Black voter registration and blocked unfair plans before they took effect.
Court victories like Thornburg v. Gingles proved North Carolina's maps diluted Black voting strength.
Rulings such as Shaw v. Reno challenged districts that used race in improper ways.
These cases revealed the tight balance between empowering minority voters and avoiding racial manipulation.
Recent court decisions changed the ground beneath these fights.
The Supreme Court weakened preclearance in 2013 and opened space for new restrictions.
State lawmakers then pushed strict voter ID rules and bold redistricting designs.
In 2019, the court declared partisan gerrymandering beyond federal review.
That ruling separated party advantage from race, even though both often intertwine.
Now, groups must show race was the prime motive, which raises the bar for winning challenges.
The 2023 maps shifted North Carolina's delegation from a split outcome to a strong Republican majority.
Advocates say these lines crack and pack Black voters with striking accuracy.
One focus is Congressional District 1, which long gave Black voters real influence.
Proposed 2025 plans reportedly slice the district so its Black voting age population drops by 8%.
Such a reduction makes success for Black preferred candidates far less possible.
These fights protect the few districts where Black voices still shape results.
Copyright African Elements.